Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Key of E podcast. Today, I'm going to be finishing my NoahCon series by talking about stick season. Like most people, I absolutely love this album. I remember hearing the TikToks of whenever Noah was first writing Stick Season and giving the little teasers, and everybody was like, this is gonna be awesome. And I'm just like, I just can't even fathom how big the title track, Stick Season, has gotten. It's just like, I don't know, it just blows my mind because I remember hearing Hurt Somebody on like the Disney radio and being like, oh my gosh, he's getting radio play in like, you know, like 2018, 2019. But now it's just like a whole new level. And I'm just so happy for him, and I'm just so excited. This album is like flawless in my opinion. I would put this in probably my top 10 albums of all time. I mean, including the bonus tracks, like, it's just absolutely perfect. So I'm going to talk about the songs, but I thought that it would be interesting to start off because me and my friend the other day were talking about how we're so ready for Noah to release new songs because lately we've been getting a lot of collabs, which is awesome. Like, I felt like my world was changed whenever we got a NoahCon and Hozier collab. Like, I never could have imagined. And I love to see artists supporting each other. That makes me so excited because I know that the music industry can be so corrupt. And so to see, like, genuine, just, like, admiration from both sides, it's just, like, it's just so refreshing, and it just makes me so excited. But yeah, I mean, I would love, obviously, new songs, and we've been getting so many collabs that I had this idea. I was like, wouldn't it be crazy if there was a version of Stick Season that was a complete collaborative album where he took every song and had a different guest come in and sing on the songs, like he's done with Call Your Mom, She Calls Me Back, Dial Drunk, Everywhere, Everything, Northern Attitude. I mean, we're a fourth of the way there. That's 5 out of the 20 songs, not including the extended version of View Between Villages. So then I went down a rabbit hole of, like, if I was designing the Stick Season collaborative album, who would I have on each song? Also, there would probably be more variety if this actually happened because, like, these are just people that I would like to hear Noah collab with, but I don't make the rules, so. But here's my dream lineup for a completely collaborative version of Stick Season. Obviously, Northern Attitude, we have Hozier, we already have that. And I feel like the title track should just stay with just Noah's vocals, just because, like, it's the title track. This is, like, the song that people know. I don't think anybody could do it justice, like, the way that his voice sounds on it. So I think that that should just stay just Noah's voice. You're going to have to hear me out on some of these. All My Love, I'm thinking Macy Peters. We already know that she loves him. Like, their voices would sound great together. And I tried not to pick people that he's already collabed with, like, the recent collabs. So, like, I didn't say, like Chelsea Cutler or, like, anybody like that. Julia Michaels, because it's already been done. Obviously, She Calls Me Back with Kacey Musgraves. We already have it. Come Over, I'm a little torn. Because I think it would be cool to have Bon Iver. But then I also could hear it with Bear's Den. And I think that both of their voices would sound so good with Noah's voice. So I can't decide. So one of those. You can decide. New Perspective, I have Matt Mason. Everywhere, Everything, we already have Gracie Abrams. Orange Juice, I have Julian Baker. It's a vulnerable song. She has a vulnerable voice. Strawberry Wine, I have Ruth B. I love her voice. It's, like, so smooth. Growing Sideways, I have Girl in Red. Halloween, I have Ella Jane. I absolutely love her. I think her voice would sound good on that song. Okay, now listen. At the time that I'm recording this, there has been a little teaser for Homesick featuring somebody, which is, I'm sure it's going to be great. But if I had to pick a person, I would pick Maggie Rogers. Let me tell you why. She can relate to it. She's from New England, okay? She's from Maryland. It would just work. Her voice is so pretty. I love her. I think it would be perfect. But I'm sure the version that we're going to get is going to be amazing, too. Next, I have Still with Len and Stella. The View Between Villages, I have Phoebe Bridgers. Because that song, the first time I heard it, I was like, this is so... I know the end. Like, it just feels like that. It feels like I could ride my bike down a highway. It feels like I could, like, run and, like, hang glide off of a cliff. You know what I mean? Into, like, a beautiful hot springs. I don't know. Okay, Your Needs, My Needs. I have Bourne's Dial Drunk. We already have Post Malone. Iconic. Paul Revere. I have Maren Morris. I want a woman verse on Paul Revere, I think. I had some, like, country dudes lined up, but I don't really know much about country. I landed on Maren Morris because I think that, like, the female vocal would add to it a lot. No Complaints. I decided to just finish the Boy Genius trio because if you get one of them, you get all of them. And so I have Lucy Dacus. Call Your Mom. We already have Lizzie McAlpine. For You're Gonna Go Far, I have Lord Huron because we just need that collab. I just think it would be so pretty. So I just kind of randomly put those two together for You're Gonna Go Far. But honestly, you can probably change my mind pretty easy. So if you have any suggestions, like I read a comment that the other day, somebody said, we need a Rainbow Kitten surprise collab with Noah Kahan. Like, obviously, I didn't even think about that. So I can be easily swayed. But that would be my dream album. I think it'd be cool. I think it would be a cool idea. And I'm down for all the collabs, but also, like, release the songs, Noah. You can't just tease us with, like, Forever and all of your little other songs. Like, put them out, actually. Yeah, release them. So, thank you. We're growing impatient. Anyway, wow. Let's start with breaking down the first track, which is Northern Attitude. Every time I hear that little intro, I immediately get so hyped because I know what's coming. This is a great track one. This is a great way to start the album. It sets up everything. It's depressing. It's dark, but it's warm. Like most of the songs on here, they're really sad, but they, like, feel very warm. It's talking about growing up in a small town. Everybody knows everybody. We kind of get both sides of the spectrum throughout the album of, like, oh, living in this little town is fun, but also, like, I need to get out immediately. And so we can see both sides of that in this song. It's a great way to tell you what you're getting into with the themes that the album continues to cover. Breathing in, breathing out. How you been? You settled down. You feeling right? You feeling proud? How are your kids? Where are they now? You build a boat. You build a life. You lose your friends. You lose your wife. You settle into routine. Where are you? What does it mean? In the chorus, we have, if I get too close and I'm not how you hoped, forgive my northern attitude, I was raised out in the cold. If the sun don't rise till the summertime, forgive my northern attitude, I was raised on little light. Bought some shit, you search online, you're getting lost, you're getting high, all alone, late in life, scared to live, scared to die. You build a boat, you build a life, you lose your kids, you lose your wife. You settle down, you're feeling lost, you're getting stoned and kicking rocks. The version of this song with Hozier, this little, like, yell that he does in the background, oh my gosh, like, it's so simple, but it, like, elevates the song, like, so much. I love this song. I love the vulnerability in his voice. I mean, like I said before, it's a great way to start the album. It's like so clean, but it feels like it was done in one take. It feels like a conversation. A lot of these songs feel like conversations that had just been like written down in this like candid way, where it just kind of feels like you're walking through this town and like meeting all these people and figuring out like, oh, what's up with this guy? What's up with his family? What's up with her over here? And I don't know, I just feel like every song is like a different house that you're entering, and then you're taking in everything about who lives there, what they believe, what are their problems, how are they trying to solve them, are they trying to solve them, are they living in their own darkness, are they bringing light to the city, etc., etc. Obviously, we'll cover all that the more we get through the album. Now I'm going to talk about the iconic song, the title track, that completely took over TikTok and everybody's Spotify Wrapped, and that's Stick Season. But it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. It's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll... Every time I hear this song, I giggle because I immediately think of the little demo of the original version of this song where he like starts playing the intro and then he's like, and he pauses and he's like, damn, I look so good in this sweater. And then he keeps playing. Wait, I have to find it now. I hope you know what I'm talking about.
God damn, this sweater is so fucking clean, dude. It looks so good on me. Sorry, I'm gonna put it up there. The lyrics up here.
As she promised me that I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard. It's so, like, innocent and candid. Like, he had no idea that this song would, like, interact with everybody the way that it did. Like, I don't know. I always think about this, like, oh, when this person wrote this one song, were they like, guys, we just made a hit? I mean, they might be making it with like, oh, this is going to be a single, probably. Maybe this will get some radio play. But like, I don't know if there's really a way to know when a song is going to like completely be this like deep emotional connection that people have until you put it out there and then you see how your audience interacts with it and you see how it makes your audience grow. And this was one of those songs, I don't think really anybody knew how big it was going to be until it started catching people's attention. As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign, kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I'm stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face, and memories are something even smoking weed cannot replace, and I am terrified of weather. Because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the plains. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes. And I'm split in half, but that will have to do. The line about the pair of shoes makes me think of the line in Glue Myself Shut, where he talks about all of the bags that they left that are still in the hall of his building. I think those lines kind of connect in my head. I gotta be honest, the first time that I heard this song through TikTok, I thought that the lyrics were... I love your mom, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, and she forgot that I existed. Took me another listen, because I was like, man, is he just, like, really sad that, like, he's not gonna get to, like, see this girl's mom anymore? Like, man, he's talking about the mom a lot. I didn't put the Vermont part together. It's almost like that's what this whole album is about, is Vermont. It's almost like he sings about it all the time. I'm not the brightest, apparently. It's Vermont, not your mom. Wow. Anyway, the second verse he says, I thought that if I piled something good on all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. I'm no longer funny, 'cause I miss the way you laugh. Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And then our little bridge. We have, my other half was you. I hope this pain's just passing through, but I doubt it. And then we're right back into the chorus. I'm gonna move to All My Love. I mentioned this last week, that in my mind, I can see All My Love and You're Gonna Go Far and Godlight from the previous album all being about the same person. You can go back and listen to that whole analysis on last week's episode because I talked about that for way too long. But the short answer is, I feel like all three of those songs are about this person who left. They were looking for more than what their small town could offer. They came back. They're a little different now. There are lines in each song that kind of talk about, like, they came back home and everyone's like, okay. Almost like, oh, this person's above us now because they've seen the world. But it's like a way to adapt to other places. And obviously we know that whenever he says, now I know your name, but not who you are. And then in You're Gonna Go Far, he says, you're the greatest thing we lost. So I think that those songs could be connected. But hey, I could be completely wrong. I have no idea. How have things been? Well, love, now that you mention it. My folks still talk, but they speak in these two-word sentences. I'm saying too much, but you know how it gets out here. No winter coat could keep out all the cold of your atmosphere. In the chorus, he says, I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay. There ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. You got all my love. I've said this throughout the whole series, but it can't be a Noah Kahan song unless he talks about boats, water, dogs, usually antidepressants. It's kind of like your little checklist. If you hear a song in public and you're like, I think this is a Noah song, and then you hear him talk about dogs, there you go. It is. You made sure, you got out your little checklist, and now you're 100% certain. Write me a list of how it is, of how it was, of how it has to be. You burrowed in, under my skin, what I'd give to have you out from me. I still recall how the leather in your car feels. And at the end of it all, I just hope that your scars heal. I leaned in for a kiss, 30 feet from where your parents slept. And I looked so confident, babe, I swear I was scared to death. My hands gripped the wheel. I smiled stupid the whole way home. And those five words, still in my head, you said, I'll never let you go. This song makes me smile because it must be so nice to look back on a past relationship and wish the person well and think of them fondly. Like, I just imagine, like, you know, the goal, even if a relationship ends, like, I hope that they can still, like, look back and be like, you know, I hope she ends up with somebody great. And then I could say, oh, I hope, you know, he ends up with somebody great too. And have no hard feelings. And even if there wasn't, like, good closure, I think the more you mature, the more you realize, like, you know, I hope they find somebody who maybe even treated them better than me. There's not any bad feelings there. Doesn't matter who ended it, who left, who offended who. If enough time passes, I think we can usually be a little bit mature and be like, I hope that they have a happy ending. Maybe not as much to say as like, you still have all of my love. That's a lot to give. Obviously, this, you know, this relationship that he's singing about, it's a little more than him just being like, I hope you have a happy ending. But it's just really comforting to hear. Honestly, you don't hear too many songs. A lot of, like, breakup songs are like, I hope you see how good I treated you. You're never gonna find somebody as good as me. Which is, like, a huge part of the grieving process is anger and denial and frustration and you have to get it out because that's healthy. But it's rare that you hear a breakup song from the stage of, like, acceptance. So that's why I think that this song is super unique. Next, I'm going to talk about Come Over. I'm in the business of losing your interest, and I turn a profit each time that we speak. Don't you know there's a coffin buried under the garden? It was there when we got here. We'll be there when we leave. And my house was designed to kind of look like it's crying. The eyes are the windows, the garage is the mouth. I'm in the process of cleaning out cobwebs. I was taking the wrong meds. Feels good to be sad. And my house is just barely big enough for my family, but it feels like a fortress when the weather gets bad. And my mouth was designed for my foot to fit in it. The words, they went missing when the stock market crashed. And the Dow Jones keeps falling, but I promise you, darling, with the view in the morning, you won't ever go back. This bridge is so powerful. It's one of my favorites on this album. He says, I know that it ain't much. I know that it ain't cool. You don't have to tell the other kids at school. My dad'll strike it rich. We'll be the big house on the block. Someday I'm gonna be somebody people want. The production on this song is fairly simple, but it still, like, packs a punch. The acoustic guitar that kind of drives it is really pretty. It feels warm in a homey way of the house that he's singing about that he grew up in. It builds into the bridge that's, like, so desperate and just, like, trying to prove, like we're on the way up. It's gonna get better. My parents have a new job. We're finally gonna move up a little bit. We're finally gonna get there. Like, I promise you, like, you're gonna have a reason to wanna come to my house and come to my birthday party and play at my house, play in my yard. And I know that, like, looking back, you're like, oh, that feels like such a small thing, like, in the past. But, like, it really hurt whenever people didn't wanna come over to your house. Those seemed like big problems then, and they're not really anymore, but, like, that can do a lot to a kid. We don't realize how important that is until we get older, of, like, those childhood memories and who we hang out with. Like, that can really take a toll on you and affect how you grow up and who you hang out with even when you're grown. I'm gonna move on to one of my favorites on this album, which is New Perspective. I mentioned last week that my favorite Noah Kahan song is Godlight. That usually stays the same. It really doesn't change. That's always my first. I mean, I talked about it for like half of the episode last week. But I would say that my top five are Northern Attitude, Glue Myself Shut, New Perspective, and Homesick. And then obviously Godlight is at number one. But the other four that are in my top five, they move around depending on the day. But those are definitely my top five. Man, it's so hard, because then I feel like I need to be like, honorable mention to Growing Sideways and No Complaints. Like, it's hard to make a top five. It's really hard, but I think I did the best that I could. So this is really one of my favorite songs. Silence is making me nostalgic. Two sizes big, your shirt in my apartment. We were kids, but that don't make this less hard. If I could fly, I doubt I'd even do it. I'd probably get high and crash on something stupid. You made Ohio feel just like Central Park. Liberal rednecks get drunk on a dirt road. Attention deficit kids in their gym clothes. Paper bags drift wherever the wind blows, and mine's full of receipts. I love this chorus. It's so catchy. This town's for the record now. The intersection got a Target, and they're calling it downtown. You and all of your new perspective now. Wish I could shut it in a closet and drag you back down. In the second verse we have, gave me your word, and now I can't pronounce it. No thing so sure that I can't learn to doubt it. Now the state bird, it sings our song so out of key. Next, I'm going to talk about Everywhere, Everything. Would we survive in a horror movie? I doubt it. We're too slow moving. We trust everyone we meet. Two bodies, riddled with scars from our preteens, intertwine in a car's dirty backseat, stare at a drive-in screen. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing. In the chorus, we have, "Everywhere, everything, I want to love you till we're food for the worms to eat, till our fingers decompose, keep my hand in yours." The first time I heard this song, I remember being, like, just completely, like, shocked because I've never heard love described like that. That's a beautiful way of describing your commitment to somebody and just kind of saying, like, you know, all of the cheesy vows that we hear in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, till death. That's exactly what the chorus of this song is saying. I'm going to love you until we are literally buried in the ground, and even death isn't going to separate us until our bones are still right next to each other, decomposing in the ground. I'm still going to be there for you. That's just such a moving way to express your love for somebody. And I think, like, for me, like, words of affirmation is not my love language. And so it almost, like, takes away the meaning of just, like, the phrase, oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Because, like, I say that to my friends. Oh, I love, because I love them. Oh, I love you. But if somebody was like, no, like, let me explain it like this. I love you now, but also I'm going to love you in the future. I'm going to love you literally at our worst possible moments. I will still love you then. That makes sense to me. Like, that clicks in my head. Because, like, yeah, commitment is really scary. I'm terrified. But, like, that makes sense. In the second verse, we have, drive slowly. I know every road in this county. Maybe that ain't such a bad thing. I'll tell you where not to speed. It's been a long year, and all of our books' pages dog-eared. We write out the ends on our palms, dear, then forget to read. The line, it's been a long year, it's repeated twice in this song, makes me think of, I think it's from End of Youth by Ed Sheeran, where he says, it's been a long year and we're not even halfway there. It just kind of expresses, like, God, time can move so slow sometimes, but, like, if you're with the people that you want to share it with, like, it's kind of worth it because you're all, like, suffering together and you're all kind of leaning on each other, hoping that you can find a way through. I'm going to move on to Strawberry Wine. Darling, speak to me, but don't you say a word. Light a cigarette, I'll watch it as it burns. Remember telling me that you thought you were cursed. I'm in love with every song you've ever heard. I said, love is fast asleep on a dirt road, with your head on my shoulder. Strawberry wine and all the time we used to have. Those things I missed, but know are never coming back. No thing defines a man like love that makes him soft and sentimental like a stranger in the park. For a few moments, I see you. If I was empty space and you were a formless shape, we'd fit. Love leaves little runway, and every time we run straight over it. You know how I said in the last song that that's the most beautiful way I've heard love described? I had changed my mind because if I was empty space and you were a formless shape, we'd fit. That's so moving. I don't even know if I can describe. When I heard that line for the first time, I was like, oh, wow. And I know that nobody talks like that. Nobody speaks in poems and rhymes. But, like, wow. It's just, like, unreal to me that, like, that was written down. The instrumentals are so pretty. This song feels like a slow dance, but it's also, again, it's warm, but it's, like, really mellow and really sad. I'm gonna move to Growing Sideways. So I took my medication and I poured my trauma out on some sad-eyed middle-aged man's overpriced new leather couch. And we argued about Jesus, finally found some middle ground. I said, I'm cured. I divided up my anger into 30 separate parts. Keep the bad shit in my liver and the rest around my heart. I'm still angry at my parents for what their parents did to them, but it's a start. But I ignore things, and I move sideways, till I forget what I felt in the first place. At the end of the day, I know there are worse ways to stay alive. 'Cause everyone's growing, and everyone's healthy. I'm terrified that I might never have met me. If my engine works perfect on empty, I guess I'll drive. So I forgot my medication, fell into a manic high, spent my savings at a Lulu, now I'm suffering in style. Why is pain so damn impatient? Ain't like it's got a place to be. And if all my life was wasted, I don't mind. I'll watch it go. It's better to die numb than feel it all. Next, I'm going to talk about Halloween. I'm sailing away to a place I'm afraid of. The dawn isn't here. The sun hasn't rose. I'm drinking my days with the coastal longshoremen. They got money to make and children back home. And the last that I heard, you were down in New Orleans, working your days at the print. I drink till I drown and I smoke till I'm burning. Your hands are all over my scent. I worry for you, you worry for me, and it's fine if we know we won't change. Collect every dream in these old empty pockets and hope that I'll need them someday. But the wreckage of you I no longer reside in, the bridges have long since been burned. The ash of the home that I started the fire in, it starts to return to the earth. I'm leaving this town and I'm changing my address. I know that you'll come if you want. It's not Halloween, but the ghost you dressed up as sure knows how to haunt. It's an ode to the hole that I found myself stuck in, a song for the grave that I dug. There's a murder of crows in the low light off Boston, and I see your face in each one. I'm losing myself in the tiniest objects. I'm seeing my life on a screen. I'm hearing your voice in a strange foreign language, if only I learned how to speak. I know that you fear that I'm wicked and weary. I know that you're fearing the end. But I only tell truth when I'm sure that I'm lying, so I'm setting sail again. Let's talk about another one of my favorites, which is Homesick. Weather ain't been bad if you're into masochistic bullshit. And every photograph that's taken here is from the summer. Some guy won Olympic gold 8 years ago, a distance runner. And that makes a lot of sense. This place is such great motivation for anyone trying to move the fuck away from hibernation. You. I would leave if only I could find a reason. I'm mean because I grew up in New England. I got dreams, but I can't make myself believe them. Spend the rest of my life with what could have been, and I will die in the house that I grew up in. I'm homesick. I love the double meaning of using the word homesick, which we usually refer to when we're away from home. We wish we were back home. We're homesick. But in this song, it's taken as, I'm sick of being stuck here. I need to run away, but I can't find a reason to. Well, I'm tired of dirt roads named after high school friends, grandfathers, and motherfuckers here still don't know they caught the Boston Bombers. Time was so damn. The build of this song is so good. I love the instrumentation of it. It's so, like, it's cluttered with all of the, like, electric guitars, but I don't say that in a bad way. Like, it feels really full and it still flows, like, perfectly, which explains why it's one of my favorites. I think the production is just so strong. And so are the lyrics, obviously. Let's talk about Still. It only falls into place when you're falling to pieces. You find love that lasts a while, till you lose the reasons. Saying, God, I'm alive, but the whole place is quiet. You miss something that you can't place, but you can't deny it. Don't know whether you want a place in the coast or the country. You can't stay here, it's hard to face and it feels too ugly. You light a fire inside yourself, let it burn, stare up at a starless sky, and you say, it's like I'm still here with you. I don't want to say goodbye. The past coming back with the light in the morning. Look down at yourself like a patient in surgery. And I used to watch my mother move, like God was in the room. It's a bottomless hole I found out here, with a trace of no one. Grab a past box of photos. I rip myself open. I'm in bed and I'm wondering, if I'm callous but hoping, can I fix what's broken? I'm gonna move to talk about Dial Drunk. I'm remembering I promised to forget you now. And it's raining, and I'm calling drunk. And my medicine is drowning your perspective out, so I ain't taking any fault. Am I honest still? Am I half the man I used to be? I doubt it, forget about it, whatever. It's all the same anyways. I ain't proud of all the punches that I've thrown, in the name of someone I no longer know. For the shame of being young, drunk, and alone. Traffic lights and a transmitter radio. I don't like it when they threw me in the car. I gave your name as my emergency phone call. Honey, it rang and rang, even the cops thought you were wrong for hanging up. I dial drunk, I'll die a drunk, I'll die for you. In the second verse, we have, I'm untethering from the parts of me you'd recognize, from Charmin to Alarmin in seconds. I'll be better at in, I'll let the pain metastasize, but that's morning, I'll forget it, and the dial tone is all I hear. Then we have one of the catchiest bridges on the album.
Kiss her to slip a call. I'll give you my blood alcohol. I'll rock with all the burnouts in the cell. I'll change my faith, I'll pray for black. I swear, I swear she'll call me back. Son, are you a danger to yourself? Fuck that, sir, just let me call. I'll give you my blood alcohol. I'll rock with all the burnouts in the cell. Change my faith, I'll kiss the fast. Wait, I swear she'll call me back. Son, why do you do this to yourself? And I said, I ain't proud of all the punches that I've thrown. In the name of someone.
We're getting close to the end here. I'm going to talk about No Complaints. I thought I had something, and that's the same as having something. I get mad at nothing, blame my dad for something. I pull no punches, then feel bad for months. Thought I was raised better, try to fake better, try to blame weather, and escape better. Hope the skin heals where the pain enters. But I finally got sewed up. I set a time, then I showed up. Now the weight of the world ain't that bad. I saw the end, it looks just like the middle. I got a paper and pen, and a page with no space. I filled the hole in my head with prescription medication and forgot how to cry. Who am I to complain? And now the pain's different. It still exists. It just escapes different and evades vision, makes the rain different, makes the news boring and my rage distant. Yes, I'm young and live in dreams, in love with being noticed and afraid of being seen. But I can finally eat and I can fall asleep. It's fine. My mother can attest to this, but any time I talk to her about things that are getting to me, making me anxious, making me feel low, it helps me to have that perspective of, I literally say this all the time to myself, that I'm eating and I'm sleeping, so it can always get worse. Because there was a time when anytime I would eat, or try to eat, I would feel sick because of how anxious I was, or I couldn't fall asleep because I would be up all night, and then it would just make me more anxious that I wasn't sleeping, and I'd feel bad and look bad throughout the week, and that continued for multiple years. And so it helps me to have that perspective of like, hey, Ella, you're eating, you're sleeping, it can always get worse. Not to belittle my problems in any way, but just to be able to look at it that way and be like, it can get worse, and it has been worse. And it's hard to compare because whenever you're in that place, I feel like I say this all the time, but like, when I'm in that hopeless state of mind, I'm like, it's never gonna get better. I've never felt this bad. But then I look back at times when I've written things down or things I've said in the past, and I'm like, it does get better. I promise. I can finally eat and I can fall asleep. I think that line definitely hits close to home for a lot of people. I'm going to end with talking about You're Gonna Go Far. The only time I got to praying for a red light was when I saw your destination as a deadline. This is normal conversation, babe. It's all fine. Making quiet calculations where the fault lies. The college kids are getting so young, ain't they? They're correcting all the grammar on the spray paint. And I even gave up driving after nightfall. I got tired of the frat boys with the brights on. It makes me smile to know when things get hard, you'll be far. Oh, you'll be far from here. And while I clean shit up in the yard, you'll be far from here. I constantly think when I'm doing like really mundane things, like I'll be putting my laundry away and I'll be like, everyone I've ever known in my whole life also does their laundry. They also do mundane things. I know that that's a stupid thought to have, but I'll think about like people that I used to know or friendships that I used to have, and I'm like, did they think about me when they're putting their laundry away? Like, did they think like, oh, I wonder if Ella is folding her clothes right now? Because it's just like, it kind of brings you back to earth whenever you think like, oh, everybody brushes their hair. And then I think about all the people I've ever known that brush their hair, and then I get all sentimental, and it's like, it's really not that deep, but it's kind of comforting to know, like, hey, we're all doing the same things. Maybe some people, you know, have people that they've hired to do their laundry and put it away, but still, we're all still people. We're all still doing little mundane things. So pack up your car, put a hand to your heart, say whatever you feel, be whoever you are. We ain't angry at you, love. You're the greatest thing we've lost. The birds will still sing, your folks will still fight, the boards will still creak. The leaves will all die. We ain't angry at you, love. We'll be waiting for you, love. And we'll all be here forever. We're overdue for a revival. We spent so long just getting by. That's the thing about survival. Who the hell likes living just to die? You told me you would make a difference. Well, I got drunk and shut you down. It won't be by your own volition if you step foot outside this town. But it's all we've had for always. Thank you guys so much for listening to this series. I cannot wait to see Noah live. There's just so many songs that I just can't wait to sing with other people, and there's just something about hearing songs live for the first time that it's just going to be such an amazing experience. I absolutely love this album. I think that Noah is just such a wonderful songwriter, and I can't wait to see what he does next. Thank you so much for listening to this episode and to this series, and I'll see you next week.